the last hour, President Trump's made his first comments since those remarks from Putin. Let's go to Simon Marks, who's live for us in Washington, D.C. It just never stops, does it, Simon? Let's start with Trump. What did he have to say?
Yes, another dizzying, blistering raft of developments here, Shuley, throughout the morning here in Washington, D.C. But we hadn't heard until recently from the man at the center of the storm, Donald Trump himself. Uncharacteristically, he hasn't even put a message on Twitter now for some 22 hours. It's been a good long while since he's been that absent from that particular social media platform. The White House press secretary didn't brief reporters on board Air Force One as they all flew to Connecticut, where President Trump was making a speech to a class of graduating Coast Guard officers. And then in the middle of the speech, he did address the situation that is besetting him and beleaguering him in the White House in phrases that were addressed to those Coast Guard graduates, but clearly referencing the predicament that the president himself now finds himself in.
Never, ever, ever give up. Things will work out just fine. Look at the way I've been treated lately, especially by the media. No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly. You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
Never give up was President Trump's message to the Coast Guard graduates, and it was a clear indication that he has no plans to give up in the face of adversity. And the adversity that he faces here is now growing by the hour, Shuley. Even while he was on his feet there in Connecticut, the chairman, a Democrat and a Republican, of the Senate Intelligence Committee said they are inviting the former FBI director James Comey to testify before the committee, and they have also written a letter to the acting FBI director demanding that any memos written by James Comey recording notes of his conversations with President Trump should be furnished to the committee. So President Trump's adversity is definitely growing by the hour.
Indeed. And all this speculation about links between the Trump administration and Russia. And into that fray comes the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, who says he can provide transcripts of the meeting that took place in the Oval Office last week between President Trump and the Russian foreign minister.
Yes, which raises a whole raft of interesting questions. First of all, who wrote those transcripts? Was there a Russian note taker in the room? Was there any kind of recording of the conversation? Where did that Russian transcript come from? And is it going to contradict what President Trump has conceded he did? Share classified intelligence with the Russians. The Russians, like senior figures surrounding President Trump, his own press secretary, his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in the early hours after that report was first published that President Trump had shared highly classified information, insisted that those reports were false. But then Donald Trump on Twitter said that he had the absolute right to share facts with the Russians. That was taken as an admission by the president that he had done it. And then his senior officials insisted that everything he'd done was wholly appropriate. Does Vladimir Putin have a transcript suggesting that something else happened?
It becomes murkier by the day. Simon, thank you very much indeed for that. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. there.